In today's episode of the Intentional Mom Podcast, it is another Monday, which means I've got another mantra for you. This is one of my favorite ones. It is totally focused on mindset and what you choose to put in your mind and the thoughts that you choose to practice. Thoughts are not a way of lying to ourselves or trying to convince ourselves of something that is not true, but we can continue to practice a thought and park our thoughts in the way that we want, which is going to help us achieve the feelings and eventually the results that we want. So today's mantra is all about that. Let's jump in. Well, hey there, I am Jennifer Roskamp, a certified life coach and homeschool mom of nine who is passionate about helping women just like you embrace the here and now while also being focused on creating the life you actually want. In reality, it's not about thinking life will get so much better or so much easier when you fill in the blank. Let's work on creating a life you love now. So let's dive in and get started on redefining Supermom to be someone who is present, intentional, and content rather than perfect in our homes, in our lives, and in our own skin. Let's get started. This is the Intentional Mom Podcast. All right, today's Monday mantra is all about something that you totally control with your thoughts. Well, you always control your thoughts, but your thoughts control your feelings. And this is 100% based on feeling something that you would like to feel. So often we think that there's going to be some sort of external circumstances, things that happen to us, things that don't happen to us, things that stop happening to us. And then and only then are we going to be able to feel a particular way. Think about things like relief or happiness or joy or motivated. These are all things that we wait for external circumstances to just kind of make this feeling erupt in us, but it actually doesn't. And I think motivation really serves as a good example here. A lot of times people will say, I hope that you can help motivate me. Or they might even say, I hope I can get motivated. Well, this mantra really speaks to all of those things and really helps get things in perspective and really helps you do something that I talk about all the time. And that is getting out of the backseat and getting into the driver's seat. When you control your thoughts, it is truly you getting in the driver's seat of your own life, of the results that you're going to achieve, rather than just being along for the ride. So without further delay, here is the mantra for today. You can feel that way now if you choose. You can feel that way now if you choose. Again, so often we're focused on getting there. We think things like, if and when this happens, then I will feel this way. And we sit and we wait for that to happen. But in reality, you can have the feeling, whatever it is the desired feeling is, you can actually have that today by just choosing. You don't have to wait for the event. You don't have to wait for a certain thing to happen. You don't have to wait for a certain person to do something in order to feel a certain way. You can choose that feeling now. Now, you could argue, would it be easier to feel that way under a certain set of circumstances that are not your reality right now? Maybe. But at the same time, you choose the feelings that you are having based on the thoughts you are having. Your thoughts control your feelings. Therefore, whatever feeling it is you are wanting to have, just simply choose to have that feeling. And the cool thing is that when you choose that feeling, and if you're really practicing that, again, it's normal that your thoughts can get away from you, right? Your brain is always delivering you thoughts. Your brain is always in the driver's seat of the thoughts unless you take that back. And so as a result, it may seem, and in reality, it really isn't you choosing your feelings if you're not choosing your thoughts. If you're just accepting the thoughts that your brain is giving you, if you are just accepting the thoughts that accompany whatever your circumstances or situations are, well, then it isn't you choosing your feelings. You're not the one choosing them at that point. but we also can't really control our feelings just on the feeling level. We have to create the thought first. So in order for you to feel that way now, if you want, you think to yourself, well, what are the thoughts going to be that make that feeling happen? Well, instead of waiting for this person to do something that's going to make me feel this certain way, I'm going to choose to feel that way now. I'm not going to worry about what the other person is doing or isn't doing because I can't control that other person anyway. I'm simply going to choose to think this instead. I don't need to accomplish a certain thing to feel a certain way. That's another thing we often think, is we think that it's only when we arrive somewhere, when we achieve something, that the desired result occurs. But what we find is that even when we're just on the path, maybe even just a step or two on the path towards some sort of destination or achievement that we're trying to get to, well, it's amazing how those feelings start to unfold already. It's kind of like how you can see a little glimmer of hope, or you can start to feel some relief even as you just start on a pathway towards something that you're working on. So choosing to feel that way now is an exact illustration of what it means to be in the driver's seat and for you to be able to control something in every circumstance, in every situation of your life. You can always control your thoughts. Don't wait until then. Don't wait until this or that happens. Choose to feel that way now. You don't need external circumstances to make you feel a certain way. Of course, that is easier, but that isn't the only way. If you're waiting to feel better, if you're waiting to feel joy, if you are waiting to feel motivated or encouraged or empowered or powerful, just choose that now. You can choose to feel that way right now. That's your mantra for today. We'll talk again soon. Well, these Monday mantra episodes of the Intentional Mom Podcast are among our most popular episodes. And I think it's because we love the feeling, we love being empowered. And that's really what mantras do. They empower you to control your thoughts and your feelings, and therefore the actions and results that you achieve. In the next episode, I'm going to be sharing three powerful RE words. There are so many great RE words, words that start with the prefix RE. And I'm going to be sharing three of my favorites with you. We'll talk then.